Question was asked in the halakha regarding urns, water urns, that to boil the water on Shabbat, you plug it in from before Shabbat. There's some urns, if you'll notice, on the outside of the canister, you have a clear tube that's filled with water. That tube actually is the indicator to let you know how much water is in the urn itself. The tube is filled to the top, so you know the urn is filled. As you draw water out of the urn, some of that water in the tube goes into the urn itself, and then the level drops. So a person goes to the urn, you see that the water level is very low in the tube, so you know you're running out of water. That's basically the purpose and the function of that tube on the outside, and that's the way it works. Question is, can you use such an urn on Shabbat? Why? Because it's fair to assume that the water in the urn is hotter than the water that is in the tube. And every time you're going to open up to pour yourself a hot cup of water, some of the water in the tube is going to spill out into the urn itself. Is that considered cooking? You're cooking that water now. Now, of course, a regular urn, you don't have this problem. In a regular urn, you just pour the water out, nothing's happening. But in this urn over here, because of that indicator on the outside, you might be cooking the water. Hacham Avadiyah deals with this question extensively in Yehaveh Da'at, Chelek Vav, Siman Chaf Aleph. Lema'aseh, he is mekel, he is lenient. Just to understand some of the mechanics of his heter. Number one, he says it's fair to assume that that water that's in the tube reached a level of Bishul already. It might have cooled off during the course of the Shabbat, but at one point it was cooked already. It was hot. There are opinions that hold in Bishul Ahar Bishul, that once a liquid was cooked already, you're not Hayab if you cook it again. Even though we don't go like those opinions. Maran held Yes Bishul Ahar Bishul, but we cannot deny that there's opinions like that. So according to that opinion, no problem if the water goes in already, because anyway the water was cooked once. Furthermore, when the person really is taking water out of the urn, does he have intention, does he care if that water in the tube goes into the urn itself? No. Even though it's happening automatically, it's a psikah d'sheh, it's happening automatically, it's happening regardless, but he doesn't care. The main thing is he wants his tea. He wants that water. Echbatlo, if the little water in the urn tube goes into the echbatle. That's called psikreshe, dilo echbatle. There's an opinion of the Aruch that holds that when a person does something that's inevitable, but no echbatle, it's mutar. We don't hold like that opinion, by the way. We hold that when a person does something inevitably, even though he doesn't want it, it's assumed that a banan. But we're playing with opinions now. Maybe in Bishul Ahar Bishul. And even if you want to say Yes Bishul Ahar Bishul, maybe we go like the opinion that says Psik Resheh Delo Nihale Is Mutar. So you have that Sefek Sefekot, even though both of these Sefekot are against Maran, but maybe together Maran would agree that in the case we have both these Sefekot working, it would be permissible. Lema'aseh, those that are lenient to use this type of urn on Shabbat, that's what to rely on. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to go buy such an urn. You can get a regular urn that doesn't have these problems, matov uman na'im. Person has it already, you don't have to throw it out, you can use it, you don't have to be concerned, based on the heterim that we said.